Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Dil To Podcast. My name is Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And we are in the year of 2020. What a crazy year it has been, eh?
It really has. You know, there's not a single word that can encompass what 2020 has been so far. But you know what? Yep. We're here. Yep. We're all doing well. We're okay. Yep. And that's the main thing. And we're back.
Yes.
It's been a while, but we're back. And we're back with a new series.
Woohoo!
This is called the Underrated Series. Mm-hmm. So basically in this series, what we are going to do is we're going to talk about actors and actresses that we feel are underrated and that we feel that, you know, they didn't get the due that they deserved.
Ooh, very interesting.
Yeah, and there's going to be times when, you know, Amreen and I agree and sometimes that we don't agree. So we're going to have a discussion and we're going to let you guys figure out what do you think about these actors and actresses, you know, at the end of the podcast. So do let us know what you think. And if we changed your opinion, we would really love to hear about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about the actors that we actually shortlisted for the podcast.
Yeah.
It's a different range. It's not just the newer actors that are coming up. We also have a variety right from the 90s to the present. So I think it's going to be a fun time, you know, discussing about actors' career.
Yeah, I agree. Especially because some of them are from the 90s, we can reflect upon their career back then and now. And a lot of them have tried to make comebacks. So
yes,
we're going to talk about all of that.
Yes, can't wait. So let's start episode number one of the Underrated Series. We have, it's a lady who I really, really love and adore.
I think you could be her brand ambassador.
Growing up, I used to watch, I watched all of her movies. Mm-hmm. I love her interviews. I love the way she speaks, the way she carries herself out. But I always thought that she did not get her due in Bollywood.
Okay, so I agree with you somewhat, but I also felt a little bit that maybe she was a little overrated.
Okay.
But I agree that in terms of her contemporaries, she did not get her due. Okay. Even though I felt maybe she was a bit, you know, people gave her too much attention.
Yeah.
But no, I agree. She had a lot of talent that went unexplored. So who is this lady that
we're
speaking of?
So the first lady, or the first Indian rather, winning the Miss Universe title way back in 1994, we'll be speaking about Sushmita Sen.
Woo!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Dilbar. Yeah, actually, that's the first thing that comes to mind because, you know, that song was nothing without her. I mean, Nora Fatehi, we love you, but Sushmita Sen is
OG. OG.
And I don't know, there are no comments about Sanjay Kapoor. It's okay. But
he was pretty good on the...
I mean, he literally had nothing to do. He was literally...
Leading
Sanjay,
on the wall.
Avoid her. Avoid Sushmita, don't look at her. That was his cue. And
we'll come back to the song.
Yeah.
Let's kind of like, you know, roll back to 1994. Mm-hmm. We all know she won the Miss Universe pageant.
Yes.
To get into the Miss Universe pageant, she was competing. She had to win Miss India, where her contemporary Aishwarya Rai was also taking part of the same pageant.
Yeah. So I didn't actually know all the details about this. Amreen filled me in that, you know, Sushmita and Aishwarya basically competed for Miss India. And Sushmita won. Aishwarya was the runner-up.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And then what happens after that? So say once you win, what's the next step?
So whoever wins the Miss India goes on to compete in Miss Universe.
Wow.
And the runners-up was Aishwarya. She went on to compete in winning Miss World.
Wow.
So, yeah, that year was a really good year for India.
Yeah.
And also, next thing you know, these two beautiful ladies are on a platform in Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Sushmita Sen, I think she got a fantastic debut in terms of, I think it was Mahesh Bhatt who launched her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was something, like, I mean, those days, Mahesh Bhatt was known for someone who he launches the newbies and stuff like that. So I think she had a really good launch.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the movie did not work. The movie's name was Dastak.
Yeah.
Starring herself along with...
Sharad Kapoor?
Sharad Kapoor, yes. Mm-hmm. And what I liked about that movie and what I thought that her start itself was very not conventional.
Yes.
Because... if you actually go back to that film, the plot line is really the main character, it was all her. So the whole premise was actually about her. And those days, having a strong female lead as for the first film, is a big thing.
The fact that, you're right, the fact that the film was all about her, she wasn't like, you know, the, like, playing the supporting actress or something, or she wasn't like, you know, the movies back in the 90s were about the hero, right?
Exactly.
That wasn't the case for her. Even in Aishwarya Rai's debut, her Hindi debut, Aur Pyar Ho Gaya with Bobby Deol, I mean, the movie is about the couple, but inherently it's about Bobby, right?
Exactly.
So in this case, this was all about Sushmita. And, I mean, Miss Universe deserves a debut like that.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, like, you're right, it didn't really leave a mark.
Yeah.
Actually, when I was growing up, I always thought her first movie was BB Number One. Because that's the first time I saw her.
Yeah.
And I liked her in BB Number One, but I felt like, at times I felt like she was overpowering Salman, but I felt like Salman still held his own with her, and she was good. I mean, she was really good for, like, her first few films.
Yeah.
BB Number One, she was funny. She had comedic timing.
फोन पर मुझे कोई औरत जबरदस्त गालियां दे रही है सुनना पसंद करेंगे
जी
बच्चों बैठो
Yeah. She was cute. She was also beautiful. Chunari, she was dancing.
She was
doing everything. Like, she was,
I feel she
good.
Did have all the ingredients for a conventional heroine.
Yes.
Especially back in the day.
Yes.
But I feel there is a reason why she still did not get her due.
Yeah.
Like, she has done several films, but also if you compare to Aishwarya Rai.
Yes.
Right?
And that comparison is inherent because they began their careers together. Exactly. So they're both beauty queens.
Exactly.
So,
like, if you look at their, like, first films, or like you said, very different genres and stuff like that. And obviously we know that Aishwarya had a better career, you can say, a more popular career, you can say.
And you can even say maybe she got better films too.
Exactly. You know? She got to work with Sanjay Leela Bhansali, and with so many of the A-lister actors, with there was the Khans, and so on. But what is the reason that you think that Sushmita Sen was... I think she had good, strong films.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that she couldn't just make it there. Like, you know?
I mean, some of her really good films that we enjoyed was Summit.
Yeah.
It was like, it was, again, it was a film that was about the actress. It was about the leading woman.
Right.
I think, I don't even remember who the, like, was there an actor opposite her in that? I know Jackie Shroff was something.
Yeah. But I think it was more, like you said.
It was all about her. It was
all about her,
And Maine Pyar Kyunki, again, she was with Salman. In this one, again, she had great comedic timing. She was cute. She was funny. She was endearing. And even Mehuna, where all of a sudden, like, saw her, I guess, in a new look.
Avatar,
I mean, she was always the glamorous one, but for me, that was the first time I kind of actually saw it.
Yeah.
And also, what other films?
Well, there was Filhaal, which I really thought she performed really well. Again, it's about, like, the central characters are two women.
Mm-hmm.
She co-starred with Tabu.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it was Sanjay Suri and Palasan and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, the main problem or the conflict, she was the main character.
Yes.
And I thought Filhaal was a good... It was directed by Meghna Gulzar.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a good film.
Yeah.
But once again, it did not deliver well at the box office.
Yeah.
So, I think the main idea, I think we were discussing about it, like...
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it, there's a pattern in all her roles.
Yes.
Like, most of the time, she doesn't get the guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's always either... Sometimes it's either she's the supporting actress or... Yeah, she doesn't get the guy. She plays the boss woman. She plays the woman who's career-oriented.
Yes.
If I get married and get married, then my career will go back to my career, right?
And
and I think she just got... Over the time, I think she just got typecast that way.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you say Sirf Tum, she was your second lead.
Yeah.
Again, what was her character like? Someone who's, like, this mature, very, very independent,
mm-hmm.
and very career-oriented woman,
mm-hmm.
and who hires Sanjay Kapoor in the film.
Yeah.
BB Number One.
Yeah.
Again.
Model. And her goal in the film was to marry a rich guy.
Mera pati paise wala hoga. Uska ek shandar office hoga. Lajawab gaadi hogi. Alishan bangla hoga.
So it's like the girl whose career is number one and she wants to
move
further in life. And
exactly.
Maybe she uses men to do that. I mean, even in the Bas Itna Sa Khwab, the movie that not many people have seen, she falls in love with Abhishek in the film. Very slightly, like, they kind of insinuate it. There's also some kind of chemistry, but he eventually leaves her for Rani, who is the more traditional character per se.
Yeah.
Pooja Suraj ko itna hi dunya dikhane ka. Use thoda sa behkane ka zimma mera zarur tha. लेकिन मैंने कभी तुम्हारे प्यार को तुमसे छीनने की कोशिश नहीं की हाँ तुम शायद मेरी बात पर यकीन न करो वो संभल गया है पूजा और वैसे भी मैंने अपनी बुरी नजर हटा ली है
So that happens a lot.
And even Maine Pyar Kyun Kiya, coming to that again. Yes. Again, it was like, so that was one movie where she does get Salman Khan. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on
but
that?
But that was after, I mean, I guess if you remember the ending, Salman goes to Katrina. Katrina says, listen, you go to Sushmita.
Yeah.
She essentially ditches him. And then he's like, achha, theek hai. Oh yeah, Sushmita loved me all along.
So
it's like after option A, then B.
Okay, so technically she was kind of like the backup. And the backup. It's like, how convenient that, okay, like he comes to her then. So she never really gets a shot of the lead, like in the first, like right away, right?
What about Bewafa, where she literally dies?
Yeah, the killer character off.
And Kareena gets the guy, aka Anil Kapoor, which I don't even know why he's like...
Yeah, I thought that was a little crazy story.
Like, they had to kill her.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I don't know how she got typecasted in a way. Do you think it's like her overall like look? Or what do you think that kind of like makes people uncomfortable? Or because I think one of the interviews talking about like... Whenever she comes in the frame, you see it's Sushmita Sen and then the lead actor.
Yeah.
But feels like in the frame, Sushmita Sen kind of takes up the whole...
Yeah.
Her aura kind of takes up the whole frame.
And maybe it's also her physicality. I know, like, everybody always... Sushmita Sen, she's very tall. You know, like, that's, like, the first thing you think when you think about her. She is really tall and she's got this physicality that's not very... what's the word? Like, she takes command of the screen, like you just said.
Exactly.
Like, there's a Deepika who's also very tall.
Yeah.
But Deepika somehow, like, the man or the male actor can still come in the frame and it all becomes about the guy.
Exactly.
But Sushmita is one such character. I feel that she... it's like a tug of war between her and the male lead.
Exactly.
Maybe the men were insecure. And maybe, it was the case where if Sushmita was cast, they were like, listen, like, hame kon dekhega. Or,
exactly.
Like, or maybe she's too overpowering. Yeah. Which, I mean, was not her fault.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, absolutely.
So going back to Sushmita's physicality, you know, first of all, we don't want to be that podcast that talks about like or puts down anyone's physical looks or how they are. But just the fact that Sushmita was always taller than the actors of the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the cons.
Yeah.
Minus like Akshay Kumar, who she never worked with.
Yeah, who she never worked with.
Like, and an Amir, which would have never happened.
Yeah, no. Even with Salman, like, I still remember in BB number one, like, she was wearing heels and dancing. Like, chunari, chunari.
Yeah.
Chunari, chunari. Right? And then I thought it was actually cute.
Yeah.
Low-key.
It was cute. Salman was cute in the 90s. I really liked 90s Salman. But, and somehow the fact that he was even shorter than
her. Yeah, I thought it was pretty
sweet.
It
was okay. And it was kind of cute.
Yeah. Most of her films with someone.
Yeah.
Right?
And that is very interesting because he was like visibly shorter than her.
Yeah.
At least Shah Rukh ka ye tha in Mehuna, like it wasn't
as
apparently.
Evident.
Also,
yeah.
I think Shah Rukh wore heels. Like, you know, the
man
heels.
Yeah.
Which other actors has she worked with that perhaps she overshadowed because of her just being taller?
Well, like in Filhal, like she didn't have a male. I mean, she worked with Palash Sen and Sanju Suri, but she wasn't. She was there. Yeah, I even their scenes, I still remember so vividly.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, man. Like, it was nice to see them on screen and stuff like that. So, it's not like she was, like, literally, like, overpowering.
Yeah, like, towering over the guy.
Yeah, towering over the guy, right?
Yeah.
So, I still think, again, it's, like, the mindset of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I also, like, you know, discussing, like, the film choices, a lot of her films have been multi-starers, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's because maybe they tried to give her the films where she is the only actress and I can't even think of many because even like Main Hoon Na Bas Itna Sa Khwab Hai, Filhal,
even Bewafa,
a lot of them are, there is another, there's other characters.
Yeah.
It's not like a one hero in film.
Yeah.
So that's also interesting because seeing as we're talking about how she is such a personality,
yeah,
the fact that she's able to fit into films with other people in it and not overshadow them is interesting, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good point. It's a very good point.
So I guess what I'm trying to understand right now is that maybe if she is, it's her and the actor alone,
it's
too
like,
much?
It's too much, maybe. Maybe, yeah.
I mean, now I'm thinking back to my favorite film, Kyunki Main Jhoot Nahi Bol Sakta, with the one and only Govinda.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's your favorite film.
No, I mean, I like that movie. I watch it a lot while
no
cleaning.
Comments, guys.
This is inside information for you guys. I watch that movie while cleaning.
Kya baat hai, taiyariyan ho rahi hai honeymoon par chalne ki? Ye itne sare kapde lekar kyun chal rahi
ho? Nahi, Baba, hum honeymoon nahi, apne ghar ja rahe hain, basti mein.
Achha.
There we go. But yeah, even when that film, she was with Govinda, right? Govinda, so how was that?
I liked it, but in that one, she was playing the quintessential 90s heroine, yeah, who has no idea what her husband is doing. Her husband can lie to her straight in the face, usko kuch nahi malum. And she, I mean, I was pretty convinced, but even in that film, she was physically a little overpowering Govinda, but a lot of it was, they made her dress like the, there was ways that they tried to subdue her personality, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it worked, but I think she deserves better, man. She deserves better.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And I also feel like a Sushmita Sen today,
yeah,
like if Sushmita Sen was launched today,
yeah,
I think people would be more acceptable.
Yes.
I think she was just launched like, you know, 20 years ago, which was quite, like, she was ahead of her times, kind of thing.
Yeah, because women weren't really anything but beautiful, like, exactly, showpieces and films.
Yeah, what were female characters back in the day?
Damsel in distress.
Exactly.
And Sushmita Sen never looked like she needed rescuing. And again, this is from one of the, like, a recent article that came out. They're saying that she never looked like the actress who needed the man to come help her, or she needed guidance, or she was confused. She always looked like she had her stuff together.
Yeah.
And she knew what was going on, and she didn't need help. Basically, she didn't need rescuing. And that's all the roles that were given at that time.
Yeah.
You know? And second, like, you know, second fiddle type roles and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, she just didn't get the work that she deserved, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really think she had bundle of talent. She still has it. I mean, it's so nice to see her coming on a new web series that basically got launched 2 weeks ago called Arya.
Mm-hmm.
And, but again, what's the subject of the, like, I saw the trailer of it.
Yeah.
And what's the subject? It's, again, very hard-hitting.
Yeah.
She's not your conventional lady or housewife.
She's not,
Yeah, so there is something about that. And I think it's exciting. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
especially for Chandrachur. Okay, sorry, guys.
I like him. Guys, she likes Chandrachur Singh, but...
I thought, Bichana, okay, we're going to talk about him later too, because that's hinting on a further episode of ours. I know Reen does not want to do it, but hopefully, guys, we'll make it happen. Back to Sushmita, you know, Arya's coming out. She's making her comeback. I really hope that she gets her due, because, you know, she... I don't think there's a film where she acted badly.
Exactly.
Or she overacted, or she was, you know... Was there? Okay, Reena's laughing.
No, Basitna Zakhwab.
She didn't overact in Basitna Zakhwab. I just don't like her laugh.
Okay.
She has this,
a fake laugh?
Yeah, I mean, she did what she had to. She wore glasses. She's always in a blazer. I mean...
What's that song? Abhishek!
Okay. Abhishek, shout out to Abhishek Bachchan, we love you.
I still think, okay, what roles do you think that she can possibly could have done if she was given to? Like, what do you think, what roles, like, the other actresses have done?
Yeah, that she could have done. How about... okay, you know how you said that Aishwarya Rai got a Sanjay Leela Bhansali film? What if she was cast as Chandramukhi, you know?
Yeah.
Miss World, Miss Universe.
Oh, showdown.
Yeah. You remember her in Kisna when she did that song, Sunlo Tum?
Yeah. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
She could have easily done a Chandramukhi. Sunlo Tum. I mean, we're not taking it away from Madhuri, but I mean, Madhuri has gotten her due time and time again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Sushmita would have done a really good job too. And I feel like she has that whole maturity. And another thing, maybe she looked too mature, because I remember a lot of people used to say she looks older than her age.
Correct.
Even in Dastak, maybe.
Yeah. Like, she didn't look, she was 18, 19 at that time in our first film. She did look a little older. And again,
even like, you know, even, I mean, okay, Main Hoon Na, she was supposed to be older, but like, even like a, like, even Maine Pyar Kyun Kiya, she doesn't look like she's in her 20s.
Yeah.
Or she looks like 36, maybe.
Baba, Tumko Na Bhul Payenge.
Tumko Na Bhul Payenge, maybe she was older. Also, another note, she didn't get the guy. She died.
Yes.
Guys, it's a pattern.
The Amrza got it.
The Amrza, the more traditional, the more demure character, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a pattern back then. And I wonder what Sushmita thinks about all of this. Because, you know, if we were able to notice it, if countless others were able to notice it, she probably, you know, she knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it went against her.
Yeah.
or how, you know. And she's also somebody who's taken like different decisions in life that normal actresses haven't, you know. In terms of adopting daughters out of she was the type of actress, like, you know, she doesn't need marriage to have children.
Yeah,
she has a boyfriend right now who's a lot younger than her.
Yeah,
and she's with him, she has her children, but she doesn't need marriage. She doesn't and that is a very strong position to take, especially,
absolutely
you know? And I what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the adoption came like a big surprise to the industry and everyone else, because like you said, during that time it was such an alienated thought, like, of adoption.
And she was quite young, right?
She was quite young.
Not like a 40s bacha adopted.
Exactly, right? And I mean, I know it is her personal life and all that stuff, but I think it's something very cool and commendable. So her thought is kind of like ahead of its time for sure.
Yeah,
like, you know, doing these kind of things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I totally agree. I think she's very strong and independent, and maybe that's the problem in Bollywood. Yeah. That they're still not okay with women being that strong or independent and having these kind of... It's just now, in the last 5 years, we're seeing okay female roles, and that's just handpicked.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I definitely think Chandramukhi would have been a really, really... It would have been really cool and exciting for her if she has done it. Like, what about a Kahani? Like, Vidya Balan's Kahani. Even though Vidya Balan was brilliant in that film. But I think Sushmita Sen could have pulled that off,
I think she could have. Really think she could have. But you know what? Another thing I'm thinking right now, although you and I, we both agree she would have pulled off a Kahani, it seems that, like, say she did Kahani, would she be able to draw the eyeballs? Would it have failed?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
But how much does, like, Vidya Balan, like...
That's also true.
And even Kahani came at a time where Vidya Balan was almost, like...
Done, right?
Done, like, she got married and stuff like that.
I mean, after Hey Baby, it was kind of downhill, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But...
And if you look at her career graph, it's like, I think she had only very few... I'm sure Dirty Picture, obviously, was her turning point where she kind of, like, you know, got back into the game.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking it away from Vidya Balan. She's a fantastic actor. But I'm just saying that, I mean, I totally agree, but sometimes, like, a script... I think Kahani was all script.
That's true.
I think it was just a brilliant script and a good actor.
Yeah, even, like somebody... Like, the critics would have seen it, it would have been good word of mouth, and maybe
Sushmita, and I think a lot of people went to go see Kahani like maybe it's the second or third week of its release due to word of mouth,
because
I remember when I watched it, with the theater was empty.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
I was in India.
Nobody came.
Yeah, it was just like 4 or 5 rows.
Wow.
And then it picked up,
and then it became huge.
Yeah, it was one of her best films. Yeah. So I think Sushmita could have done a Kahani easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else?
I don't know. I always feel like she's got, like, a period vibe to her. What do you think?
Right.
So, speaking of, like, going back to, like, Sanjay Leela Bhansali, you know, his recent films that Deepika did. I don't know if this is too obvious, but, you know, Sushmita and Deepika are both tall girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's not like that many of the tall girls in Bollywood, especially in the 90s. I mean, there was, like, Rani, and there was, like, Kajol.
Kajol,
these girls were, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like a Bajirao or even a Padmavat, where the female character's role is quite important to the story and heavy. I don't know how much they really got to do. Even in Bajirao, she could have played both roles, Kashibai
and Mastani.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I think she has that, like, overall, like, aura and the way she carries herself.
She's very regal.
So I think she could have, like, easily, like, played that. And I feel like she, even her dialogue delivery and stuff, her voice especially, I'm a big fan of her voice and the way she delivers dialogue. I think that can definitely could have, like, added to the character of Mastani.
What about Terke Bolti, right? Like, she has, like, pauses.
Yeah.
But at the right place.
Yeah.
And that makes it even more effective, whatever her dialogues are.
Yeah. Because low-key, I kind of don't like Deepika's voice.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway,
so
that's
maybe if Sushmita dubbed for Deepika,
we're all set, right? But I totally agree. And unfortunately, she never got that opportunity. And
like her only period film was that just Kisna, and that's not even.
Yeah, she's just there for the song, right?
Although she looked really beautiful.
Yeah, she was. So
I remember you and me when you were discussing this earlier, you know, going back to the Aishwarya Rai comparison, which is always there, even now it's there. You know, you were talking to me about, like, the whole colorism debate that's still there right now.
Yeah.
What was going on at that time?
Well, so Sushmita Sen was classified as duskier, the duskier and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She was obviously categorized in that kind of category, mm-hmm, you can say. Mm-hmm. But Aishwarya was known to be the most obviously pretty and beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I personally like Sushmita. Mm-hmm. I always liked her, like, from the start. Mm-hmm. But, and then Aishwarya, like, Aishwarya is a good actor too. But yeah. I feel like she just got a lot of not luck, but I think she got a lot of opportunity from these directors who made her and molded her in a way to deliver her best performance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
Dal, you know, all these Dal, films. Dal,
Hamdulillah Jukisanam, yeah, and stuff like that. So I wish, like, Sushmita also got that opportunity because, like, when you get a film, it's obviously, like, a teamwork. The director plays a big part in an actor's career, too.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if she had these opportunities, who knows?
Yeah.
Right? I really feel she really could have gotten her potential, but due to, like, you know, such factors like her look,
yeah,
or her color and stuff like that, I felt like, oh, okay, we're still so behind,
yeah,
in selecting.
We really are.
Our female actors.
And it's really sad because I think Aishwarya, we were discussing, she also got more brand endorsements in comparison, yeah, to Sushmita. Also, yeah, Sushmita won Miss Universe. So inherently she is, even the fact that she won Miss India, she's at a bigger, like, position than,
yeah,
than Aishwarya would have been. So,
but I guess all that doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter, but then, you know, you would expect that, okay, Miss Universe would do better than Miss World. You would just
that's
think.
True.
You would
think, and it's so interesting, yeah, because in 2002, mm-hmm, was it when Priyanka won Miss World,
mm-hmm,
Priyanka Chopra, and, yeah, Lara Dutta won Miss Universe.
Yeah.
And if you look at, if you compare to the two careers, Priyanka Chopra, you know where she is right now.
Yeah.
She's in LA and, like, making it big. And Lara Dutta.
Jonas, yeah.
Jonas. So, and, like, and Lara Dutta, who won the Miss Universe title, yeah, is just, like, low-key. And, I mean, she had an okay career, but again, it's the same thing.
Again, if you look at the, you're right. If you look at the comparison, it's like Priyanka Miss World went way beyond.
Yeah.
Lara Dutta. And that's not taking away from either one of them.
Yeah.
It's just that's how their careers panned out.
Yeah.
And maybe we're foreshadowing another episode. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Or so, maybe, yeah, it's like, yeah, the curse of the Miss Universe.
Yeah, you know what? Somebody else needs to be Miss Universe from India and Miss World. We have to coordinate that and see if this happens for a third time
again
around.
Yeah, exactly.
So, beauty pageant girls out there, please take note.
Yeah, take note.
And, yeah, I mean, okay, so here's, I think I'll talk about what I felt about Sushmita first of all. I think I always thought that, you know, when everyone's like, well, I know a lot of people that found her really beautiful and pretty. I guess my thing was she always looked older than her age.
Get out of here! Okay,
yeah,
fine.
And, like, I just felt like she overshadowed the guys a lot. And I know this is the total 90s misogynistic way of thinking. And I'm so upset that I have fallen prey to it, but I have.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
This was my initial views on her. And I mean, when we first decided to discuss the underrated series, we, Amreen and I spoke about Sushmita, and she opened my eyes to a lot of things about Sushmita and her like potential talent that was untapped.
Yeah.
So I feel even I fell prey to the whole, you know, maybe Aishwarya is prettier, or maybe Sushmita, like, I think it's circumstances beyond her control that kind of didn't let her become who she could have been today. And I really hope that, you know, with Arya coming out,
yeah,
I've seen two episodes of it.
Okay.
I'm slow, but I'm getting there.
No, yeah.
You know, and she's really good. And John Nedra is really good, too.
Okay.
And, I just hope she gets her due, man. And in this day and age of,
yeah,
like, web series and,
yeah,
making it so easy to get out there.
A lot of our, a lot of our older actors are coming back and,
yeah,
back into the industry through, like, through this medium.
And it's
I think
it's cool.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. And it's also, like, you know, we also like seeing these guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You want to see the people from the...
Yeah, since we grew up watching, right?
Even Chandrachur, side note, who looks like a total uncle, I'm happy to see him back. I'm sorry I keep going back to Chandrachur. I have a problem.
No, that's okay. But yeah, like, seeing that I'm not Puri. Okay.
I thought you've been steering the conversation back to Chandrachur again and again.
No, he's alright.
Amreen's giving me cut eye right now.
I know what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
even having a Manmohan Bajpayee in The Family Man, or,
yeah,
you know, all these actors coming back, it's so nice to see, and it's so refreshing that at least now they can make, like, a bigger mark.
Yes.
In their respective field. And I can't wait to watch Arya. So,
yeah,
guys, it's streaming on
Hotstar. Disney Plus Hotstar.
So make sure you guys watch it.
Yeah.
And, please let us know what your thoughts about Sushmita Sen, about this episode. Mm-hmm. And if you guys have any suggestions of which actor that we should, you know, talk about, please do let us know.
Yeah, who do you think is underrated? Do let us know. We will definitely give our views about them.
Yeah.
Go watch it. Let us know what you think about Sushmita. Were we able to change your opinion? Did you realize anything new during this episode? Let us know. Follow us on our social media handles. They will be listed.
Yeah. So at Dilto Podcast.
At Dilto Podcast. So, winding it up, my name is Shweta.
And my name is Amreen.
And you are listening to Dilto Podcast. This is the return of Dilto Podcast in 2020 with the underrated series, episode number one, the one and only
Sushmita Sen.
We love you, Sushmita. We hope you listen to this. That would be amazing. And we hope that you guys, have a new opinion about Sushmita. And we will be back next time with another actor or actress that we thought was underrated, and we'll see you then. And
until next time, take care.
Take care, guys. See you soon.
Bye.
Happy 2020. Not really. Bye.